Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, before I get to the people, I at least want to offer it. First time we've had a couple open lines since we popped on the air. Tigers, I think they're a 90-win team. Like, I'm in. What I see is real. I wanted to know if you were ready to go there. And we're going to get to your phone calls quickly. But let me offer this for Piston fans. Tomorrow night, we have something that, to me, looks the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. I do believe the winner of tomorrow night wins the series. We gave you some of those reasons. I'm sure that's available on our YouTube page. Look, whatever you thought 2 months ago, a month ago, last week, or, you know, whatever, watch the games and you start to see, I'm getting Lakers PTSD from the Knicks. I think Thibodeau's going to get fired. This team doesn't look right. They're not playing well at all. And they're coming to a snake pit tomorrow night. Now, I wanted to offer something that I think would guarantee victory.
Okay.
And ergo, guarantee the series.
Okay.
But I have to play you a piece of audio. I need the Pistons to just do what I ask one time. Do what I ask. And it's not Thundersticks or Minnie Hooper or Sheila E. and her drum. No.
Slander, Sheila E.
No, and it's not Tommy Hearns at the game. No. All you have to do to guarantee a win tomorrow night. Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready. All you have to do is this.
To meet and greet the Ballers.
Okay, that's enough. Just, we don't need LB. My point is, the original intro, the original final countdown. Yes! Get Ben in his armbands, banging the scoreboard, all of it. If you do that, there will be babies made tomorrow night. If you do that, that arena, that energy will carry over into the game. But it has to, David, please. It has to be the original. It has to be throwback. I don't care. Fly in Rashid. If you do that tomorrow, how do the Knicks win? The answer is they don't. Thank you for playing.
You know what? Why do you think I want to go? I want to see what the intro is.
And Rico's going to have his Thunder Sticks.
Oh, and I'm bringing him back.
No, please don't.
Just for you.
I don't
in studio.
Oh, God.
Every time you make a great point, Mike.
Please don't. I'm being serious, though. The original open tomorrow night.
That is why, because this game is so special. I want to see what it's going to be like, how Mason's going to hype up the crowd. I want to be there to see, witness this. So, yes, that, absolutely. It still brings chills. When I hear that and hear Mason's voice, because it's like, yeah, you're in trouble now.
What are the odds they pull this off? What are the odds they deliver on what I'm asking?
I think they can.
The original, though. Yeah, and I mean, even the graphics from the Palace scoreboard where Ben takes the sledgehammer. Yes, all of it. You just go retro night. And then you go out and score 76 points for old time's sake. Maybe not the last part. Listen. Do you think they got the chops to give the people what they need tomorrow?
When I saw Dwayne Wade talking about it, like on some podcast, like how intimidating it was being in Detroit and mentioning those types of things, it's like, yeah, you know what? I mean, even the shirt says back to work, so they are embracing this. They are.
Okay.
Beef stew will lead to new alternators.
Whatever. I don't care. Palace guards, the whole bit.
Nah.
David, do you agree or disagree with this? If you do that tomorrow night, That's a W.
And you got to have the fire shooting up all and everything.
All of it. Go rent a few.
Yeah,
you wouldn't give us the LED roof. At least give us this.
Let's just say if they do this, then there is a crib that is going to be put back together.
That's right.
You mean it's not already?
Just saying.
It's not already?
Just waiting. It's just waiting in the corner.
I mean,
meanwhile,
we've got to get taken down.
We've got a live response from David's wife.
All right. As David walks through the door with saying mustard.
All right. I just wanted to offer that. If you agree or disagree, it's your prerogative. I think this would be incredibly special. I mean, it would be the equivalent of if, like, the Bulls were actually good again, unthinkable, and doing the original Michael Jordan Chicago Stadium Open. Yeah. Exhume the body of the PA announcer, the whole thing.
Nope, you're right.
History matters.
I'm hoping. It is one of the reasons why, because we're doing the show. I'm sticking around. I need to see this.
Okay. But guaranteed W if they do it.
I think so.
Okay.
The Knicks are already reeling with the crowd.
There's something wrong with them.
They needed the Madison Square Garden crowd for two games to get them back.
The first game
it happened. The second game they got close, but it didn't happen.
Thibodeau's comb-over island during that open, a coach with that hairstyle cannot handle that open. Can't. It's science.
I mean, at this point, I'd just run an alley-oop or something just for the first basket just to make sure people do not sit for the next 2.5 hours.
Okay. Well, I'm offering it to the people. I want to get to the people now. I know the Tigers.
You got me hype. I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
But you agree with me.
Oh, absolutely.
They've got to do that for the people.
Yeah, that was a part of the charm. It was just like, yes. Because you knew, man, you're not winning in Detroit. Not tonight. So I'm hoping they do the same. Okay. I'm hoping they're. And I think that they will. Like I said, their shirts, the back-to-work shirts, they're embracing it.
I still like the shirt I designed for them. We try. Because so many in the league don't. They give the most honest effort of any team in the league. You know what? What?
Whereas I think it was a good idea, but I don't think marketing-wise, it would rank right up there. Remember when the Lions came out with those NFL hats and it was just a giant L?
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm sure it was like, yeah, L for Lions. Hold on, partner.
They may have a different meaning.
Yeah. You know, you can't buy those.
They're gone?
They never hit the market.
Oh.
I searched and searched for years.
Oh, it's like the Hollis Spartan head design.
No, they're on the basketball shorts. People just never realized it.
Really?
We've been on them for years.
Those are awful. All right, let's go to Travis, 97.1. Trav, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, pal. What's on your mind?
So, Pistons-wise, I think they're going to win in 7. But if we're talking Tigers, that's why I actually called in, is honestly, you say 90, I think 100.
Whoa!
Okay, why is that, Travis?
I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. Trust me. But hear me out. With their pitching being as strong as it is, and then maybe possibly Kerry Carpenter starts hitting at right-handed pitchers, maybe we start see a couple more runs and some more wins.
Look, you got a top 10. You got a top 10 offense, and you're not firing on all cylinders. It's very believable to say you can win. I'm not ready to go to 100. I can't do that. I mean, Travis, there might not be a team in baseball outside
of. I understand.
But look, 90 and 72, considering.
What about 98?
I can't do it. Travis, this is not a Turkish spice market. I'm not dickering over oregano here.
All right. 96.
No. This is not a hostage negotiation. Travis, let 90 be good enough for today. We'll talk about it in a month.
95 and 2 tickets into the 1901 society.
You know, because I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me to make a joke about who was there. I'm not going to do it. All I can tell you is he had a long walk to get sustenance.
95 and 2 tickets.
No, none of this. It's 90. And that's where it's at. Listen, Rico, you know this. It's so hard to win 95 games in baseball, much less 100. Nobody may do it this year. Hell, before you say the Dodgers, go look at the NL West. Every team is 15-9. And then there's the Rockies, which are basically like the wet nap of the
you need a special team. You need a special team or special players.
My point is, 1972? Nah, win the division? Come on now.
I just wanted to see how high would you go.
Are you going to be in Celebrity Row tomorrow night?
No.
Okay.
What is Celebrity Row?
I don't know. That's the problem with Detroit.
They got a seat for you.
Hell no.
Hey, David, you know, it's like 50 Cent and Fat Joe and, you know, Ben Stiller.
Like, right, but they've got like...
In Detroit?
They've got Sting.
It's going to be Mike Valeni right there, courtside. Yeah,
but see, that would tell you we have no celebrities in this town. None.
Right next to Big Sean.
Yes. Oh, don't worry. We're doing the draft tomorrow.
We're doing the Celebrity Row.
Who's going to be in Detroit Celebrity Row draft? We're going to do it tomorrow.
The problem is a lot of our celebs are dead.
Well, we pick ones who are alive.
Like I said, we're running out of a draft pool here. All right, first of all, if we're doing that draft tomorrow, mm-hmm. you will have to produce Motown celebs that are actually alive for $400.
I got
Alex.
Plenty of them.
All right. Oh, just anybody with Detroit affiliation. So, I mean, you know, the typical ones right off the bat. So it's like a Wheel of Fortune. You could go Eminem.
Will Eminem be there, though?
Of course, because
he makes me look like a socialite. He loves being home. Can you get him there tomorrow?
I don't know if he'll be courtside.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
so it wouldn't qualify for the courtside draft.
He'll be there. So that's why we're going to ask him.
The problem is the only one we're ever going to be able to get right is Tommy Hearns. He'll be there.
No, there's one that we'll get right. He's my number one overall selection.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And once you're going to be like, yep, you're right. Yep.
Oh, what, Jeff Daniels?
No.
Mm-mm. Dave Coulier?
No.
Okay, I'm out. I got nothing. All right, just let's move on. I'm sorry.
He played in the league.
In the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so like former Piston?
Yeah, you know. He may or may not have babysat a house of ill repute. It's, you know.
Oh, And his initials are JR.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't count in my world. All right, we'll get to the people momentarily. Obviously, tomorrow it's going to be Pistons and draft. I'm really fascinated to see what people are into. It's been years since there's been a Lions draft with less juice. Even picking late in the first round last year, the draft was here. Okay. It was different. And the Pistons are in a playoff game. Lord knows the Wings can't be in one. The Pistons have a very important game, and they've earned their way into this game with a win in New York. I wonder if the draft actually takes a back seat. We'll talk about it. I know you're already shaking your head. You're all authoritative. One step from pointing your finger. There you go. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to the people.
Someone says, 100% agree with you, Mike. They need to have the final countdown tomorrow.
Got to happen.
Another person says, just got chills. All the hair on my body stood up. Detroit basketball.
That's right.
Instant goosebumps when I hear that.
6 to midnight.
Another person says, will they broadcast the intro on TV because I need to baptize my 4-year-old?
If they have any decency, they would. Honestly.
I think they only did it for the finals when that happened.
They broadcast Shaq almost bleeping himself on live TV. You can broadcast the damn intros.
That was impromptu. I don't think that was in the pre-show meeting.
The local side can do it, though.
Thank you.
FanDuel Sports Network can do it.
Listen, bottom line, just do it for the people in that arena.
You're right, David. They can.
Can I have it? Oh, okay. I was going to ask for the Shaq audio, but let me go to the people instead. But you're going to play that before the end of this segment because that is still one of the moments of the year in television. Let's go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, how you doing, pal?
Hey, what's up? So, I'm going to go to 91 wins. Yeah, just one over you. And then I wanted to ask you, did anyone happen to get Javier's 40 time? Because, you know, the Lions could use him. Potential running back.
Look, there will be no greater play made by him. I still don't know how he made that play. I didn't realize he could do things like that still at this advanced age.
Well, that was Javier Baez today, not Javi Baez. That's why.
Yeah. I like that. But no, Brian, 90, 91, whatever it is, you're establishing you will be one of the best teams in the American League. And I feel like they have that in them. And if this is who they are, it's okay to just say it. So that's why we wanted to do this today.
All right, man. Thanks for
all right, brother.
You
got it, Brian. Appreciate it, man. Let's go over to Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about, I know it's down the road, the trading deadline, but we have a binder league program there. It's supposed to be one of the best around. They could really make some major moves with these minor leagues. I'm sure some of these teams are going to want these players. I can imagine, you know, teams like Chicago, White Sox, Colorado, maybe even throwing Pittsburgh. What do they have that we could possibly get? Because there's got to be some pitching in our minor leagues that some teams are really going to want. It kind of excites me to know that we finally have some players in the minors that the teams might want. They might want to give us some players that could help us after the trade deadline. I was just curious what you guys thought about
that. Yeah, listen. I mean, Jim, there's a long way to go between now and the weeks leading up to late July. But here's what I'll say. You have a farm system, which I've always credited Scott Harris with. It's been the major league acquisitions I get irked by. But, Jimmy, you can go out and get whatever you want. But what's got to stop in this town is the Chris and Belleville routine of we don't need nobody or nothing.
Just wait. Because the real question is how much do they love the kids and are they willing to part with them for the right here and the right now? Because I'm with you. You got this farm system. Use it to your advantage. Bring in another player. And let's keep this thing going.
Yeah,
and let's take it over the edge. And that's not
a batter or bullpen arm. That's
right. Because at this point, all right, if you're winning like this and you get the division, fine. Now let's start looking towards the World Series.
I guarantee I could make a joke one day. Like, I don't do the fantasy radio stuff, but I could be like, all right, guys, listen, this is what we need for Paul Skeens. First five calls will be, we don't need him. Livy Dunn would be a distraction. Like, this town is weird, man.
It is.
Strange.
It is. Because it's almost like you have to fit the whole grit profile.
That is such a limiting factor. It's like this summer, if you talk Pistons, I don't want to hear about grit and grime and garbage. I want to win an NBA championship. Here's what's not going to win it. Being the Grizzlies with Zach Randolph.
You got to be low key. You got to have grit. You got to be going to work, lunch pail. Like hit all the bingo cards. But that's the mentality.
Well, it's ass backwards.
I'm with you.
Let's go to E in Detroit, 97.1. E, where the hell you been?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up? How are you?
Hey, I said 100 wins, man. I said at the trading deadline, we need to buy. We'd be in a position to buy for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
I said we need to go in and take care of our business, get another bat in here, get another pitcher in here, and then we can win the World Series this year. Pistons?
Yes.
I say, yeah, go with the final countdown. That's the first thing. No, that's one of the things. I say we should bring the hammer back and let, you know how Hooper be in a little corner, revving the engine up? Let Ben get in there with him, and let's go with the, bring that little Ben back for that one day.
Totally.
Going to the fourth quarter, since the last team that had a theme song won a championship, we can sing the bright side, the Michigan theme.
You can miss me with
go
that.
Blue, go Pistons, go Tigers, go Lions.
Yeah, we're okay. Again, the folly of playing that song, I won't even get into it. Go look at the lyrics and the subject of the song and then tell me you're excited to sing it.
Why does Michigan have to be a part of that?
Because it's a cult. What don't you get?
But no.
No, David, it just is what it is. Everything is tied back to them.
Especially with E.
E loves his Wolverines.
Yeah.
That's why I let him get to it.
That is true.
And do his thing.
No matter what.
He does.
Just encourage you. Connected all the way back.
I would just encourage you to go. Connect go read the lyrics to that song and tell me if you want to be singing that.
But they sing it, and that's all that matters.
No, not really.
It got whitewashed or maize washed once Michigan sings it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Dr. Anderson scandal. My bad. Well, it was weird. They couldn't find a color photo of the guy. It was almost like he was born with General Custard.
Wasn't he?
Weird.
Hmm.
Sorry. Okay. David, I'm sorry, but the guy wasn't the team doctor in 1918. He wasn't a character on the Yellowstone Ranch. I found World War II veteran photos in color. Couldn't find one of Dr. Anderson. They did an amazing job. Just, nope, nothing to see here. He was actually at the play the night Lincoln was shot.
I'm still waiting to hear about Weiss and Stallions.
Okay, leave it. Let's just leave it alone. Please, why? We're having a good, it's a fun.
You opened the door.
I'll just read this. Tim Allen will be there for sure. That is from Tom.
Tim Allen? Hold on. New York, you get like you know, 50 Cent there. Tim Allen is what we're rolling out? Why? Because he wore a Western t-shirt on Tool Time 25, 30 years ago?
David, what did I tell you before?
You said it.
We get the Grand Rapids Comic-Con D-listers.
Oh. That's so good. It's so accurate.
Come on. We got to do better than that.
I was an extra once.
I mean, if at least we could get Eminem there, that's major juice.
Big Sean.
Kid Rock. I don't know. Look, all of Motown's dead.
Maybe they put Stevie Wonder courtside.
He's still
Stop
with us.
Stop it.
He's still correct.
Stop
he's
it
still,
right now.
He's still. No, there's that video, though, where he was watching the Laker game where people thought he could really see, but he can't. I don't know.
I'm not allowing to slander.
No, I'm not either, but you showed me the video, and he was following the basketball and stuff.
He also did one when he caught the mic stand.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Look, leave me out of it. Okay, I'm not comfortable.
He's got a keen sense of hearing.
I'm not comfortable with the subject matter. Please. I beg of you. I'm making a point. You're playing the Knicks. We're not going to live up to New York's superstars, but we got to have something.
Smokey Robinson.
He's not with us anymore. Is Smokey?
He? Yeah.
He is.
Happy Chinooka.
Okay.
He just killed off Smokey.
No, I didn't do anything. Okay. You know what? I'm done. You know, maybe they'll have Mike Stone courtside.
I was about to say Stoney. Courtside.
That's what we offer. They have John McEnroe and Sting. We have Stoney, seven butt heavies deep.
Stoney and Bojo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just please. Still one of the best moments on television of the year.
No, in fact, he was like, I know.
Yeah, let's get to the people. Jose is up next, 97.1. Jose, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going? Valente, Rico, longtime listener, first-time caller.
What's going on, brother? What's on your mind?
Oh, you know, just first off, I just, you know, while I'm with you guys, I'm going to say, you know, I'm proud of the Tigers. It's nice to see them wake up earlier in the season.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's great.
Love it. I mean, it's why we did the topic today. I think they're a 90-win team, and it's totally okay to be excited.
I'd like to go larger than 90, but I defer to your better judgment.
No. Go ahead. Go crazy.
Right, but the reason I was calling, though, is you were talking about local celebrities, like specifically to the city of Detroit, not just Michigan.
Yeah, because the Knicks always have celebrity row. Who are we throwing out there tomorrow night?
Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. You know, I'm thinking people like David Allen Greer. That's a Detroiter. Keegan-Michael Key, you know, from Key and Peele.
Okay, now that one plays an actual career currently relevant. That would play. Okay. Mr. Garvey is one of my favorites.
Okay, there you go. I mean, look, at least I'm not throwing out Eminem right away, right?
No, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, we don't have a deep, like, what are we going to do? Like, tomorrow night, Monica Conyers, courtside.
Well, couldn't we, like, roll out Alice Cooper?
Is Alice Cooper alive? 248. I have no idea.
He is with us. Come on. He just needs a little help.
Yeah, a lot. I'm not, Rico.
Bring Jack White here.
Bobby Ferguson to the main stage.
I'm going with Stoney and Wojo.
Strawberry?
Not with us.
Former Mrs. Kilpatrick.
You can't. And I made sure you couldn't. I can't believe it, David. You're a bastard. How is it the guy that is the heathen is the safety net for a pastor? It makes no sense. You do marital counseling. You cannot say things like that, David. My goodness. Oh, I dropped it. That's not. Okay. That's an absurdity, okay. David.
No, I was saying his ex-wife.
No, don't follow it up.
No, just don't let follow it go. It up.
Don't follow it up. The Deacon Board of Greater Life.
Yeah, there exactly. Christine Beatty courtside. All right.
This is Kwame.
I mean, who do we have? What are they going to do? Roll Dave Bing out there again? We need star power. This is the most consequential game in 15 years. Stars. You're better off. I don't need to see Mike Duggan. Just Go get the going to work Pistons. All of them. Get Theo Ratliff here. I don't care. No, the Rattler.
No, thank you.
Eldon Campbell.
No, thank you.
Just anyone. The Shaq Stopper, Eldon.
Victoria McDice around.
Yes, all of it.
Tremelin Whitaker.
I don't care. Any of it.
Miggy.
In the best shape of his life.
My God. All right. You know what? You know who would be good at this topic? It is one of the best Jamie and Wojo topics I ever heard. And I was driving home one night, and they did the Lions Hall of Fame Museum. And they were like, in this wing, all the trophies we never won. And like a completely empty room for Lombardi Trophy. And it was the quintessential Jamie and Wojo topic. This is a Wojo topic. What stars tomorrow night? Do like, if you juxtapose Madison Square Garden, and they've got like Robert De Niro.
Right.
And it's going to be cutscene, and it's David Alan Grier. I mean, like, in Living Color was 35 years ago. Seriously. All right.
Maybe they bring back Shanae.
Brandon Cotton, courtside. Oh. All right. David.
Tom Selleck.
Go ahead with a few.
Ted Nugent will be there.
That's not relevant. You guys lived in the woods for 30 years. It's not relevant. What's he going to do? An a cappella set of Wango Tango? It's 2025. This is the problem. Can we rent a celeb? Can we just like go to a Rolodex and wheel a few in?
Walk down the streets of LA. You, coming with us.
Just get on the plane.
Here, put the D hat on. There you go.
Right. Get Rob Lowe wearing an NBA hat. Place him there.
Someone says get Cookie Moore some courtside.
Spencer Haywood. All right. Cookie. Go ahead. No. In fact, no.
Finis Dembo.
Yeah, perfect.
Cash Dow, Big Sean, and Royce the 5'9 is going to be there.
I mean, you're reaching, man. Yes, they've got John McEnroe, you Sting, think? Fat Joe. Come on now.
50 Cent, yeah.
Can we please? We got to try.
There's Ben Stiller.
And he's old and gray, and he's still better than anything we got.
We got Dax Shepard showing up.
No. I thought his wife was from here. He is. Yeah. He's from here?
No. But he'll be here because of the they wife. Live here. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's so fine.
There's one we rented.
That's fine.
We did rent it.
There's one we just rented.
Something.
Mayweather.
Huh?
He's from Michigan.
Yeah, but come on, man.
They're claiming everybody
from
Michigan.
Like Battle Creek.
They're pulling people from the entire state now.
Next up, the Flintstones.
Yeah, yeah. Mo Pete is here with commemorative club. Oh, Jesus. Okay. David, any other?
Maybe they'll bring back D'Antonio.
Yeah, he'd be a celebration. He'd be a real ball of energy.
Give me those Thunder Six. It's a celebration.
Jesus. Mel Tucker courtside.
Someone says Max Crosby. Thunder Six.
Yeah, his cost to me $2 million. I'll see myself out. Okay.
I brought my own. You paid enough for it, Mel.
Okay.
You guys are crazy.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. David, anything else?
Sauce Gardner, they say.
Sure. Okay. Honestly, I would accept it. If you could give me the going to work Pistons, like Ben Wallace, Rashid, Eminem, Sauce, Kid Rock, montage over. A little Dax Shepard side.
Devin Booker, he ain't doing nothing.
Every Red Wing's available.
Somebody should show Iserman what the playoffs look like at LCA.
This is what it looks like, Steve.
Hey, Stevie, taking some playoff action since you can't get us here. Can you imagine him eating sand popcorn?
It's not funny.
Should have been us. My plan's going to work. Peter Mrazek. All right, we're done. Tremendous job. Kenny, it's okay, buddy. You got to laugh. You don't laugh, you cry. Let it go. Ken Holland courtside. See, I told you the rebuild would take a long time.
Stevie, how's it going?
Put Holland next to Steve. Still think it's easy? It's a men's league.
Davey, you get this. Holland walks past the door and looks at Stevie and says, how's the family?
That was Rodman to Pippen, right? The other way around.
No, it's from Purple Rain.
No, but it also was, that started a brawl.
Oh. So
it was either, I forget if Rodman did it to Pippen or Pippen did it to Rodman, and one of them got punched in the face. All right, forget it. Just move along. All right, 97.
Oh, my goodness. Still laughing. David, a couple ticket texts before we give it over to, I see Rieger out there. I don't know if Wojo is here or not.
I have no idea. Someone says Terry Crews should be here. Barry Sanders, Megatron should show up.
We're doing this tomorrow. We're gonna do a round robin. Everybody picks a name. We're going to do it like a fantasy football draft.
Pistons are about to break out the Dietrich Fur lady.
Okay, David, can we go 20 deep?
I don't think so. Like, for real, no, I don't think we can.
You know what? We are. Everybody's going to pick five names.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make this. The very last two is going to be very difficult. That's going to be tough, okay? I'm just saying.
Hey, where's the value in most drafts? Final rounds.
People are pulling up names from anywhere. Again, not even from Detroit, but Iggy Pop. Born in Muskegon from Ann Arbor. We're just pulling anybody.
Go ahead and get Jack White.
Jack White, you can pull him out. Yeah, yep. Lizzo.
Okay. I'm still.
She doesn't know Detroit. She moved when she was 10.
I didn't know she was from here.
She was born here, but she moved when she was 10.
Counts.
Okay. Counts. She doesn't know Detroit.
I tell you, Holland and Stevie sitting right next to each other. How's the family?
Someone says Matt Patricia.
Well, he's busy now.
Yeah, he is. You're exactly right.
He got a job.
Izzo and Mariucci have to be there, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is crazy. Some other text here says, I want to see Bill Laimbeer suit up and throw Jalen Brunson in the third row. Okay. Final Countdown is the greatest intro ever from 87 till now. It gets people insane. They have to do this.
So I'm trying to think. I haven't been this year. What's the intro for them? Do they have one?
Nothing special.
Okay.
Nothing special.
Yeah, they got to bring back
pyrotechnics or nothing.
They got to bring back the Final Countdown. I need full Mason. Yes. Just Pistons fans, get on your feet.
Oh, man.
It's time to meet and greet the Ballers. From Virginia University.
That was the best one when he said Ben Wallace's intro. From Virginia University. Amazing.
You didn't quite sound like what it sounded like, but okay, good try.
That's not very nice of you.
And Serena and Venus Williams should be there. They were born in Saginaw.
Okay.
They're stretching now,
like
man.
Like I said, we are at Grand Rapids Comic-Con level.
All right, so you guys are asking what celebrities should be, like, front row?
We're doing the front row celebrity draft tomorrow.
I like that. So we have something like the Knicks do when they're constantly showing John McEnroe and Spike Lee.
There's Spike Lee, there's 50 Cent, there's Fat Joe, there's Ben Stiller, you know, there's De Niro. Like, everybody's just all sitting around.
So we get Eminem.
Stoney and Wojo.
Wojo will be at the game tomorrow. I know that for a fact.
There you go. Will he be here tonight?
What about... I think so at some point. I did talk to him today. They have to, obviously. Remember how they used to have those like flamethrowers when Mason would do the introduction?
Right. Pyrotechnics. Yeah. But okay.
Okay, fine. Sorry if you want me to be specific. And then Mason was awesome. So are they going to do the final countdown? It's a little subdued.
The Pistons did announce that there will be a surprise. So I don't know what the surprise will be, but we'll see, right?
Cookie Moore?
Cookie Moore. That's the greatest, man.
Ooh, what's the surprise going to be? Are people going to be in the Chevrolet Plaza taking in the game outside?
Sure.
To Kenny's point, Cookie Moore would be a surprise.
It would be a surprise.
But would anybody know who he is?
We would.
And that lady that called you guys years ago from U of D.
Look, it's Cookie Moore.
What if Wyatt Langford was sitting courtside?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Next to Max Clark.
Oh, that would be good. I know all the Tigers are going tomorrow.
Why not? We don't have any celebrities.
You got Eminem.
So, Riga,
Kid Rock.
We were saying, if the four of us each had to pick, could we go five rounds? Can we get 20 people?
Yes, I think so.
You think we could?
I mean, are we talking athletes too, or do they just have to be?
No, just celebrities, just somebody.
Okay, yeah, Keegan-Michael Key.
If we all just, we went five rounds, could you come up with 20? Before you're like at Smokey Robinson.
Big Sean? Tom Sizemore? Well, I think he died, sorry. okay. Yeah, I mean.
Sure? You sure about that 20?
Pickings are slim. You might be right about this, actually. Well,
hey, maybe we get Lonzo from training day.
What about Gus Johnson?
He is from Detroit.
Yeah. Oh. You're going to get
does
Gus.
Does he remember that, though?
Yes, because he went to U of D.
Yes.
Oh, he has to tell you that.
He went to U of D. I was there.
What about
like
Malay?
Cassius. Ha. Huh?
You could get Mike? What about you and Mike? You guys are Detroit celebs. Come on.
Once again, it just shows you. There's 50 Cent. There's Mike Valeni.
What about Madonna?
No,
go get Madonna and Stevie Wonder.
They have 50 Cent. We have Kenny Cott.
Right. We got Admiral Cott over there. What you got going on?
I'm looking at what about Alice Cooper? Mm-hmm. No? Wow, you are right, man.
We're D-listers. Yeah.
There's somebody called the Floaters. You can get Marvin Gaye. He's no longer with us.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. All right, then.
Hey, Marvin, what's going on?
What's going on? What about the...
Brigger, what do you got coming
what
up for
your
show?
What do you have coming up?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about a declarative statement that Wojo has and that I have, one involving the Tigers, the other involving the Pistons. Which one is more true or realistic? We'll get to that. And we got some other stuff, too. We'll as get you up to 8, then I'm by myself till 10.
As you do your show by yourself. All right.
What about Mike Posner? Iggy Pop!